An artist in front of and behind the lens. It's Art Talk on KCRW. You've probably heard of Dennis Hopper, the actor, the director, the art collector, but apparently he also wanted his legacy to be photography. From the time his actress wife, Brooke Hayward, bought him that first Nikon camera, he took thousands of black and white photographs. And since he died 7 years ago, there have been quite a few exhibitions of his work, often with the same iconic pictures. The Standard Gas Station, portraits of handsome young Ed Ruscha, Paul Newman. Well, now there's a new exhibit of about 400 of those images on display at the Cone Gallery in Hollywood. And KCRW's art critic Hunter Droho-Yuska-Philp went to check it out, and she's here with a review. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Why is it that Dennis Hopper wanted to be remembered as a photographer? I mean, he was this big-name actor, and he directed a lot of flicks.
Well, you know, I think he also identified with artists so much. And you really see that he was influenced by the art world in general when he was developing his skills as a photographer. And, of course, these photographs are not what he's remembered for in the general public, but it was a great passion of his.
So other than the famous shots that I mentioned at the outset, we're talking Paul Newman, Ed Ruscha, what are we going to see at the show?
Well, this is what's so interesting. You're going to see work that's never been seen before in many ways. There was an exhibition in 1970 that was held at the Fort Worth Art Center Museum, and this work was that show, but it was selected by Dennis Hopper, printed by Dennis Hopper. This is exactly the way he saw his own work. And it was kind of lost. In fact, the show's called The Lost Album. And these works were then discovered after his death in his garage in a box, along with all the documentation of the show. So the two guest curators, Sam Mellon and Claudia Bones Spector, exactly sort of recreated this moment in history, which tells you much more about the way he saw things. And of course, photography was terribly important to his ultimate evolution.
His ultimate evolution. How does it connect with his evolution into film in the first place?
Well, for one thing, he stops photographing after he makes Easy Rider in 1969. The work of the show is sort of a preparation for his future work as a director, and many of the images are serial. You'll see like five or six or seven images on the same subject. You can see a Robert Rauschenberg performance from 1966, how it unfolds. You can see the famous riot on the Sunset Strip, which wasn't much of a riot, but was certainly a youth quake, and you can see sort of the chaos of that moment. And you'll see a different kind of emphasis in this work than you've seen before.
Youthquake? What is a youthquake?
Youthquake is a term they used in the 1960s to describe this generational upheaval. All these young people, you know, taking charge of their lives, wearing odd clothing, hanging out in clubs. And a part of Hopper's great gift is that he was on scene with the artists and the young rockers and the young fashion designers. So you'll see unconventional pictures of all these people who now are superstars, like a young Brian Jones or Ike and Tina Turner or the Byrds, or you'll see not only young Ed Ruscha, but you'll see young Larry Bell, you'll see young John McCracken, you'll see all these people as they hung out at the time. And it's an incredible series of documents that he left behind.
There's also another show of a friend of Hopper's, a guy named Ed Kienholz.
Well, I talked about how Dennis Hopper was so influenced by the work of contemporary artists in Los Angeles and elsewhere, and one of the biggest influences was Ed Kienholz. And there's a show opening next week at L.A. Louvre that includes some work from between 70 and 87, but the 1970 piece is called The Non-War Memorial. Includes some of the uniforms filled with dirt that he originally wanted to use in this project. He wanted to have 50,000 of these uniforms, but you won't see that many. But it's worth taking a look because you'll see how his radical ideas are just right in line with Dennis Hopper's own radical ideas, and you can see where that friendship was born.
All right. Well, Ed Kienholz's work is on display at the L.A. Louvre through September 1st. It's the same closing date for Dennis Hopper over at the Cone Gallery in Hollywood. And as always, more information, you can check out the blog, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Droho-Yuska-Philp on this Thursday. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.